Hi, I'm Siobhan Sarna. I'm the founder of SIBO SOS, and SOS has come to mean save ourselves. So today, when we're talking about SIBO, small intestine bacterial overgrowth, and EMO, intestinal methanogen overgrowth, I'm very happy and honored to have Ani Pundit, and he is Director of Marketing and Operations at Gemelli Labs. So we all know Gemelli Labs because we drop that name a lot. This is the place where Dr. Mark Pimentel's lab tests are located. And he is part of that team, of course. And the TrioSmart breath test tests for hydrogen, methane, and hydrogen sulfide. And this is the only one that exists at this time. And it's very exciting. And I wanted to invite Ani to come out here and talk to all of us about the test, because I think there's some people who've never heard of it before. And then some people may be like, hey, I don't know about that. But do you really? And so I want to clear up any confusion that may exist. Hi, Ani. Thanks for being here.
Hi, Siobhan. Thank you for having me. Always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure to be with you. So I can see from that pretty box next to you that you have one of the TrioSmart tests.
I do. Yes, I have a TrioSmart kit ready to show you whenever.
All right. Look, can you just baseline talk about what it is? And then we'll get into the who, what, where, when, and how, and why. And let's get into like how to take the test, how to acquire a test, how to get our doctor to get us the test. Do I need a doctor? You know the score.
Sure thing. Yeah. So as you mentioned, TrioSmart measures three gases that are produced in your microbiome: hydrogen, methane, and hydrogen sulfide. Now, we follow the guidance laid out by the North American Consensus on Breath Testing for GI Orders, which basically takes those three gases and sets thresholds that determine what is a normal level and what is an abnormal level for each gas in your system. So with hydrogen, a rise of 20 ppm from the baseline within 90 minutes of taking your first sample is considered an abnormal result. And an abnormal result on hydrogen is indicative of SIBO, small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, which most of you are familiar with. With methane, at any time, if the levels increase greater than 10 ppm, they are indicative of what is now called intestinal methanogenic overgrowth, which sometimes used to be called methane SIBO. Right. But as you know, in the recent ACG guidelines for SIBO defined intestinal methanogenic overgrowth as something separate, because it can occur in the small and large intestine, and it is not actually bacteria that is producing the gas, but archaea that is producing the gas.
Pause right there. Hold on for a second. For anyone who's now going to overthink that, and I'm with you 100%, do not overthink that, because the treatments have not changed, okay, between hydrogen SIBO and methane SIBO. So really listen to what he just said about its distinction, because there, I've had people come almost in a panic, which I understand. I call it SIBO panic. Oh my gosh, I've been treating the wrong disease. Okay, it's okay.
Right.
Treatments haven't changed.
Right. It's a naming change more than
anything. It's a name change. Yes. I understand the panic, believe me. But good news is on the way, as we spoke with Dr. Pimentel recently, and that's what obviously their end game is, and their goal is to get the cures for all of this. So they're actively working on it. And also PPM that Ani just talked about, it's parts per million. So that's just the currency of the test. Okay, back to you, Ani.
Thank you for clarifying. And then the third gas, as you mentioned, we're the only test that measures the third gas, which is hydrogen sulfide. And that really completes the picture because those are the three primary fermented gases produced in the microbiome. There is no gas number four. And hydrogen sulfide levels currently, now we're learning a lot about hydrogen sulfide still. So currently the threshold for hydrogen sulfide is 3 ppm. And if you exceed that threshold, then it's indicative of excess hydrogen sulfide in your system. Now, hydrogen does not correlate with any symptoms. It is indicative of SIBO, which has its own symptoms, but the more hydrogen you have, it doesn't necessarily mean the more bloating you might have, for example. However, methane and hydrogen sulfide do correlate with symptoms. So the more methane you have, the more severe your constipation. And the more hydrogen sulfide you have, the more severe your diarrhea. So
I'm going to say in most cases, right? Because there's always an outlier. Like I can think of three people right now who have very low levels and have very high symptoms. So Lena, you know who you are out there. If you're like, huh, wait, I still have these symptoms and my gas levels have been dropping and my symptoms haven't changed. Everyone's their own snowflake microbiome. So these are just general guidelines. I'm sorry for all the disclaimers, Ani.
No, this is helpful. Nothing is true 100% of the time, especially in these cases. So yes, in most cases that is what happens.
Yeah. Okay. Keep going.
So we measure those three gases and it helps you and your provider determine whether you have something like SIBO or IMO or excess hydrogen sulfide. And based on the gas that's elevated, your provider can direct therapies and direct treatments that are specific to your profile as well.
So if anyone's SIBO suspicious, we always suggest that you test. If you test, you know. And remember, SIBO mimics a lot of other conditions, some just irritating, some serious, everything from candida and parasites to ovarian cancer from the bloating. I mean, this is something you really need to address. And there are a lot of things that SIBO causes. It's caused by something else and it causes other things like malnutrition and anemia levels that are weird and don't make sense and B12 levels that are weird and rosacea and restless leg. And of course the bloating and the changes in bowel patterns. So with that being said, whether you're SIBO suspicious or want to retest, how can someone get a hold of this test with a doctor and without their typical PCP or an ND who can't prescribe? Maybe they're in a different state and they're doing telemedicine.
Yeah, absolutely. So TrioSmart is a doctor ordered test. So a doctor has to order it for you. But then there's two ways that you can get TrioSmart through a doctor. One is work with your current doctor if you would like. If you go onto our website, there's a patient discussion form that we offer. Where you can kind of have bullet points on what to tell your doctor, how to educate them on the test and what kind of questions to ask, along with an order form that they can fill out and send to us to get you the test. So that's one way. The more common way that patients order through us is through a telehealth platform. So we have a telehealth platform where we connect you with a telehealth doctor. That doctor will review your symptoms, determine if the test is right for you. And if it is right for you, then they will order the test on your behalf and you get the kit directly to your home and you get to collect your samples, send them in. And then that doctor will have a 15-minute consultation with you about your results as well.
That's amazing. And is there a charge for that?
There is no extra charge for the consultation or for the telehealth service. It is just for the test.
That's phenomenal. That's the closest thing. I think it's even better than just being able to order it yourself directly, because you'll be interfacing with a professional who's obviously not going to be a substitute for your primary care person, but is definitely going to be an excellent resource for you. So that's phenomenal.
Right. That telehealth provider won't be able to, actually prescribe any treatments or necessarily create a formal diagnosis for you, but will help you understand your results so you're not alone in trying to understand.
Huge. Okay. And that's included. That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. And as far as costs go, how much is the test?
Mm-hmm. The test is $319. Mm-hmm. And it is covered in part by most insurance plans, most common insurance plans. So you may not have all of it covered, but at least a part of it covered. And then the balance that is not covered by insurance is then billed to you.
And is there and I don't know if you're at liberty to say this right now. What are the insurance codes that you see typically being covered?
Absolutely. So the breath testing codes are common and have been around for some time. That is 91065. That is also clearly on our website. And we charge that twice for two gases. There's a long history of at least partial coverage for those.
Okay, I'm going to just hit live transcript for a second. Could you say those numbers one more time?
91065.
That's 91065. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Okay. So from that, does Medicare cover it?
Medicare and Medicaid do, again, cover a portion of it. Okay. But we do not balance bill Medicare or Medicaid patients anything outside of their standard copays or co-insurance.
And is there a cash pay or is that the $319?
That's the $319.
Okay. Okay, cool.
So with telehealth, just so you know, with telehealth, you will be paying $319 up front. And then when the test is conducted and once you receive your results, you'll also receive what's called a super bill, which is essentially an itemized receipt that you can then use to file a claim with your insurance company. And same thing, we will have the same codes on that bill, 91065, for you to file.
Okay, excellent. Thank you. So I can see the box right there. And I know a lot of people are anxious to be like, okay, what, huh? How, you know, let's get to it. So this will be sent to your home. And
this is the TrioSmart kit box. It's about one piece of paper wide by about a dollar bill tall. So it's not too big, but it will fit all of your breath samples in pretty comfortably.
Okay. So take me through what I do starting 24 hours before I decide to take the test.
So 24 hours before, you're going to follow a restricted diet. And that restricted diet is essentially you're avoiding fermentable foods. And we give you a little bit more guidance on that in our instruction booklets and on our website and on our instructions video. So you'll have a very, very clear idea of what you can actually eat during that time. So what you probably want to do is the day before you collect your samples, you follow that restricted diet. And then you fast overnight. You want to fast for 8 to 12 hours before collecting your samples. So might as well do it overnight.
Right.
And then easiest thing to do is to collect the samples in the morning before you've had it.
And what about brushing your teeth? Are you allowed to brush your teeth?
Yes, you're allowed to brush your teeth.
Okay. All right. Just don't chew gum. I did that once and screwed up my results. Why was I eating gum at like 9 a.m? I don't know. Okay. So, and if you're a vegetarian, you can still do eggs and rice. Just so you know, I mean, that's, I'm not sure what your guidelines are, but I've been successful with doing that in the past. Mm-hmm. As a vegetarian, you know, it's hard to find things that don't ferment. I just mm-hmm. wanted to throw that out there. And also doing the elemental diet seems to work for a lot of people in that time of restricted food consumption.
Right.
Okay. And plus they have a list. Okay. So, all right. I did my special diet. I took my little sleep. Now I'm up. I've brushed my teeth. I haven't chewed gum. I'm going to sit down with my test and my phone as a timer, which I really suggest having two timers because a lot of brain fog happens. I have timers everywhere in my space. So you might want to just get that second timer. Seriously, I've messed them up before because I was like, when did I do that? Was that 20 minutes ago? Oh my gosh. So tell us how it works.
Yeah, so the North American Consensus for Breath Testing for GI Odors, which I mentioned, GI Disorders, excuse me, which I mentioned before, suggests that a sample be taken every 15 minutes, okay. 9 times. So we will start, shall I just walk you through the kit?
Yeah, please do.
Okay, so in the kit, you have these 9 of these sample collection bags. And you're going to start by attaching a mouthpiece to one of these bags and then blowing into them until they're full. One exhale, don't inhale and exhale in the middle of the process. So just a single exhale. Exactly. And then you're going to do that 9 times, like I mentioned, 15 minutes apart.
Okay.
Now, after the first sample that you collect, you're going to drink a sugar substrate drink. That could be lactulose or it could be glucose. Both of those substrates are recommended by the North American consensus. And so we offer both of those options as well. And
you can get lactulose through that telemedicine because it is a prescription.
It is a prescription. You cannot currently get it through the telemedicine. You will have to get it through your own doctor.
Great clarification. So let's say I do have the script, we get it to you, you all send the lactulose in the box?
No, we do not. Since lactulose is a prescription prescription substance that you simply have to get either, we'll send you a prescription in the box if ordered by your doctor that way, or you will have to work with your doctor to get a prescription sent to your pharmacy of choice.
Okay, great. One thing is, how much lactulose do you give them? Because what I've heard through the grapevine, and I've done this before, is I've had my doctor write me a script for a ton of it. Mm-hmm. So retests, I still have some. And it's very inexpensive.
It's very inexpensive. You need 10 grams of lactulose in a 15 milliliter solution. And okay. sometimes, you know, we make it very clear to providers what they should be prescribing to you for you, even if they prescribe the 10 grams and 15 milliliter solutions. Sometimes the pharmacies give you a lot more. So be careful. Don't just consume exactly how much the pharmacy gives you. That could lead to some discomfort. You want to make sure you are taking 10 grams and 15 milliliter solution, which is about one tablespoon.
In a glass of water.
Mm-hmm. And a glass of water.
Yep. Okay. So you take the first breath test, you take the first sample, you drink the solution, mm-hmm. and then 15 minutes later, you do another sample.
Correct.
And so on and so on. Okay.
Correct.
So that is super important, you guys. And I'm just saying that to you because I've had my own stumbling blocks in the Facebook group, SIBO SOS community. I've seen other people have stumbling blocks with, wait a minute, what? So wanted to clarify that, continuing to do that. Okay, what else happens next? Then I put it all back in the box and I send it off.
Yes, you put it all, actually have an example of you put all of your filled in bags into this biohazard bag. You drop it right back into the kit that you got, and there should be a return shipping label in there that you paste on top of the old shipping label and send it back in the mail back to the lab.
All right. And then how long does it take to get results?
About 7 days.
And are they emailed to us, or are they, let's say we did telemedicine or went through our doctor, are they emailed, or is it, how do we get the results?
Yeah, so if you did it through your doctor will get the results. You'll be notified when the results are ready, and you can connect with your doctor to discuss your results. If you ordered through our telehealth process, then what we'll do is we'll make sure your telehealth doctor has approved those results. And once they have approved them, we will email them directly to you.
Okay. Let's say I'm doing the elemental diet and I'm on like the last day or day, you know, and I'm trying to figure out whether or not I can continue. Should I continue for 3 more days with the elemental diet? Do you guys ever have a fast turnaround?
So I can't promise it every single time, depending on right. how our lab is, but we try and do our best to accommodate patient needs in that way. So we have in the past been able to expedite, exactly. We have been able to expedite results because of the elemental diet in the past. Again, it may not be possible every single time, but right. just reach out to us, give us a call, send us an email, and we'll do our absolute best to help you out.
And warn them like, hey, in a week, I'm on day 10 right now, and I'm hoping to retest on day 14. I'm going to get it to you on day 15. How far, you know, like give them as right. much warning as possible. And I'm sure someone in the lab can work with you to the best of their ability based on volume, but it's nice to know that that is a possibility. And if you don't know what we're talking about regarding the elemental diet, don't worry. As soon as you get into figuring out treatments, you'll know. And that's only one of the 3 treatments available. So I shouldn't say only. And what's cool is there are 3 major treatments available, and that's one of them. Okay. So not to be confused with a food diet, a SIBO-specific food diet or the low fermentation diet, because that just has to do with managing your symptoms with table food. Let's just keep going. So Ani, then we'll get the results back. And then if we want to retest, we'll need another script.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what else do people need to know?
I think it's pretty simple. You order the test, you get the kit in the mail, you obviously collect these samples at home, so you don't have to go to a lab or go to your doctor's office to nice. Collect those samples. We have a terrific video online for you to follow along with if you need. And obviously we have a terrific customer service team that you can call and email before, during, after your sample collection process to answer any questions. And then you just drop it in the mail and it comes to our lab. We get you the results in 7 days. Right. And then we bill insurance on your behalf, like I mentioned, if you're ordering through your doctor or if you order through telehealth, we'll send you a super bill so that you can file an insurance claim on your own. So it's a super simple process and we have a tremendous amount of support for you.
Excellent. And you said drop it off at the mail. Is it USPS? Is it UPS?
It is UPS.
UPS. Okay. And then last but not least, what if someone's out of the country or in the state of New York? What are the parameters there?
That's a great question. So TrioSmart is currently not available internationally or in the state of New York. The state of New York has some very, very restrictive regulations, which we will be working through over the next few years, and we'd love to make it available in the state of New York. But right now, besides the state of New York, it is available in all other 49 states.
Okay. New York borders a lot of other states, just if you have any friends in the area. They didn't say that. I did. Okay.
Yeah, it's not, I mean, it's not that, it's not that out of the ordinary that we have patients that will collect their samples in Connecticut or New Jersey or something like that and ship them back from Connecticut or New Jersey. And that's totally fine. You just can't collect your samples in New York and send them to us.
Okay. And you don't need to refrigerate it. It does it degrade through the mail, through UPS with the heat or anything?
No, it does not. I mean, there is a sample stability. We can't keep it forever, but we will test it before the sample is unstable. So you don't have to worry about that. Just get it to us. Don't let it sit at your place for too long. Get it to us ideally the same day or the next day after you've collected your samples.
I really want to talk about that because I tend to get things and let them sit, but you guys have texted me, you sent me an email. It's been fantastic. And it's these little loving nudges, like, come on, send it in. So I really appreciate that. There's the cute cat. Hello. Petunia says hello. Ani, thanks so much for your time. Thank you and the team for what you're doing there for all of us patients. We really appreciate you and best of health to everyone.
Thank you so much, Mom.